This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, this Sunday is Easter Sunday. I thought it would be fitting to run an Easter message from just a few years ago, from Matthew 27 and 28, about the most important event in history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God bless you as you listen. If you will indulge me in one little story here. My daughter and grandchildren are here from Stuttgart, Germany. We haven't seen them in 6 months. They usually are here once a year at church. I took Charlie to Springboro Park this week, and two police officers with a canine unit were doing some training with a long-haired German Shepherd. I didn't know if he would be afraid of watching that, but we watched it. One of the officers put the protective gear over his left arm, and he would run, and the other officer would give the order for that German Shepherd to go tackle that man, and did. And he would put out his arm, and the dog would, you know, fasten his teeth into the left arm, which he told me later, he said, the dogs will always attack whatever's presented to them. You put out your left arm, that's what the dog's going to go for. You put out your leg, that's what the dog's going to go for. That's what they're trained to do. And after the third time, I was afraid that Charlie might have been a little upset by that thing. So I said, do you want to go back to the swings? And he said, no, I want you to put on that thing on your arm. That's exactly what he said. And then I want you to run. And I want that dog to chase you. And I honestly said this. I said, do you really want me to do that? He said, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You know, do you remember the old days when grandparents could push a child in the swing and they were happy with that? It was enough. Now you have to run for your life with a dog chasing you for entertainment purposes. That's what happened. Have you ever bought a book at maybe a yard sale or even I bought this book at a library sale where all I saw was the title on the spine of the book. There was no jacket, and I thought it was something else. It was by Dr. Steven Weinberg. It's called The First 3 Minutes. I thought it had to do, because of some previous reading, with some nuclear war, a nuclear explosion, had to do with the first 3 minutes of that, but that's not what it was about. It was a book about the Big Bang Theory, that some physicists believe that when the universe began with a Big Bang, you know, millions of years ago, and he's a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. He writes this, in the beginning, what an interesting phrase to use. I think I've heard that before. In the beginning, there was an explosion. Now, what's interesting to me is what he said at the end of the book. I went through the entire book to just pick up bits and pieces, and here's what he wrote on the last page. As I write this, I happen to be in an airplane at 30,000 feet flying over Wyoming en route to San Francisco from Boston. The more the universe seems comprehensible, the more I'm able to understand the universe, the more it also seems pointless. Isn't that interesting? You're a physicist at University of Texas, and you write this book on the first 3 minutes. He says, the more that I comprehend, the more that I understand about the beginning of the universe and where we came from, it's all so pointless. Really? May I tell you what's pointless in life? Is to live all your life and go to your grave not knowing the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. That's pointless. It's to go to work for 40, 45, maybe 50 years and have a good retirement. And you live your life and you got your home and maybe a second home and you got your vacations planned and all that. But you die not knowing the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is pointless. That is pointless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.